Texte numéro 14. Car-centric Spain begins to embrace the bicycle. Higher taxes on fuel and on new cars have prompted cash-strapped Spaniards to opt for two wheels instead of four. Last year, 780,000 bicycles were sold in the country, compared to 700,000 cars. That's due to a 4% jump in bike sales and a 30% drop in sales of new cars. But unlike countries in Northern Europe, like the Netherlands or Belgium, Spain doesn't have a long-standing bicycle tradition. Spaniards cheer on their countrymen in the Tour de France or Vuelta a España bike races on TV each summer. But that hasn't trickled down to real people commuting to work on bikes. In fact, Spain has one of the highest fatality rates for road cyclists in Europe. A group of self-proclaimed cycling activists in Madrid is trying to change that, forcing cars to share the road and teaching reluctant Spaniards how to bike to work. They participate in Bici Critica, the Spanish version of Critical Mass, a take-over-the-streets bike movement born in San Francisco in the 1990s. In Madrid, the movement got a late start. It began here in 2004 with just four riders, and by 2009 had barely 20 participants. But then the economic crisis hit. Now thousands of cyclists occupy the Spanish capital on the last Thursday of every month, halting traffic at rush hour. They believe newcomers to biking should learn to share the road with cars rather than wait for City Hall to build bike lanes. So far, there are only a handful in the capital. Some activists also volunteer to teach their fellow Madrileños how to commute by bike and guide them to their workplaces by bike. They also have printed maps of the city's quiet, bike-friendly backstreets. Despite the weather, cycling has long been more popular in Northern Europe than in Spain. In Amsterdam, about 60% of travel is done by bike. But Spain has had a long love affair with cars. The country spent much of the 20th century in poverty. Cars became symbols of progress and wealth. In Spain, the Industrial Revolution came very late, so in the 1960s, to have a car was to say, "I have passed the post-war poverty," one activist says. So there are a lot of people who don't want to throw away this symbol. It means too much for them. There's no hard data on bicycles in Madrid. Other Spanish cities, like Barcelona and Sevilla, have bike-sharing schemes like the one New York debuted last summer, through which the municipality can track bike use. But the Spanish capital's last bike tally was taken 9 years ago, during the economic boom. Since the crash, activists estimate the number of cyclists here is doubling every 2.5 years, as the cost of public transport and fuel go up. Adapted from NPR, October 2013.